April 9, 1990. Kay Beagle interviewing Thelma Robinette at her home in Long Beach.
It doesn't have to be any place in particular.
Okay, fine.
Where were you born?
I was born in Maryville, Missouri in 1910.
And what did your dad do? What did your folks do?
My father was a school teacher and also farmed. And my mother was a school teacher before she married. And then when my father got hurt one time, when she finished out his term of school, she had the one-room school with a pot belly and stove and so forth. So
your mother and father were educated people?
Yes.
Can you tell me about, you know, where they went to school and where they grew up and stuff?
Well, they grew up, my mother grew up in Nebraska, and my father in Missouri, and I don't know exactly where they went to school, but Nottaway County in Missouri, I know, was where they lived. No more than that, particularly.
What kind of a farm did your dad have?
That I don't know. I was 3 years old when I came out here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do you know why they decided to come to California?
Well, my mother's mother and her brother and his wife lived here in Long Beach, and they had been talking to them to come for many years.
And what year did they come?
1913.
And can you tell for the record that your mother and father's names and the relatives that they came to visit out here?
Well, Alda Sue Jones was my mother. And she married Oliver Edwin Jones. Her maiden name was Culbertson. Anna Maria Culbertson was my grandmother. And W.D. Culbertson and Lena were the uncle and aunt that lived here in Long Beach.
And what did they do in Long Beach?
Well, my uncle was, frankly, he was a house wrecker. He moved houses. Made me think a minute of what it was so many years ago. After all, I'll be 80 here next month in June. So it's a little while to think back about. But no, he was a house wrecker, or not a wrecker, a mover. House moving was his business. And my mother was just a housewife.
Do you know why they came to Long Beach?
Well, I guess history of people coming with happiness and the climate and everything that appealed to them. I know my father worked at several jobs when he first came out here. He sold insurance for a short time, and he worked in a lumber yard. And we lived down on 7th Street. The old red cars ran right across in front of a house. And we went to the First Baptist Church down at 4th and Locust. And Mother and Dad would be active there. And I had an older brother and an older sister. There were three of us when we came from Missouri. And my father rode a bicycle. He had a carrier on it that he used to take me down to church in sometimes, down 4th and Locust. And I never will forget that he raised peanuts at the side of the house there on 7th Street that we lived on. The house was still there that we lived in then, down by Dawson. And then Dad got a Jersey cow, and there was a lot of open fields there that time, so he could have a cow and he could do a little farming. And then we moved over on Alameda Avenue, between Hill and, I don't know where, south exactly. It was the south of Hill Street. And Long Beach used to have very much water. It would rain for a week. And we flooded out of a house there on Alameda. And there were about 4 or 5 steps up to the house, and the water came in inside the house about a foot or so. My father moved us out in a rowboat that my brother had made, and the water came up to his chest, and he walked along the side of the boat and took us out two at a time. And then we rented a place, Dad rented a place over on Pacific, and we lived there a month or so until the water was receded and we could go back home. And shortly after that, he got the place out of Signal Hill. And he farmed it, had a dairy.
Yeah, when you lived on 7th Street, did he grow anything that he sold, or did he just have...
No, it was just for his own pleasure. The peanuts particularly struck in my mind because a three-year-old, you think of peanuts in a shell, not growing in the ground, you know. And I know he must have had a truck garden, but then...
That was just
family. That was just, just family. That's right.
And do you know why he decided to go to Signal Hill? Or
he was a farmer. He liked the farm, and he... had an opportunity to buy this 20 acres out there in Signal Hill. At that time, it was opportunity to do his farming.
And where was that?
It's at the corner of Spring and Cherry to Juan Apero, and not up to Peck Street at that time, it was called. I think it's 29th now, I'm not sure. But that street ended at the end of our property. It didn't go through the property. It still doesn't. But my father had bought more cows while we lived there in Alameda, so he had several cows, and they raised chickens and turkeys and ducks and all kinds of things like that. So then when we moved out to Signal Hill, he increased his herd and had the Jones Dairy, and we delivered milk to Long Beach and the horse and wagon. And I still have a bottle that says the Jones Dairy on it, and I delivered one. Dad delivered twice a day, customers, and we all did the work on cleaning the bottles and separating the milk and delivering the milk. If my brother delivered the early morning route, which was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I delivered the night one, and if he delivered the, then we would opposite every other day. We would take the opposite route. So I got through the dairy about 7 o'clock in the morning delivering milk, and I went to school down, the Burnett School down at Hill, and I guess it's, Hill and Atlantic.
What year did you move out to Signal Hill?
I don't know exactly. Probably about... So I was 3 years old when we moved here, and I went to kindergarten when I was on 7th Street, and then started first grade while I was still at Alameda, so it must have been about 1915 or 16 that we moved out to the Hill.
And you went to Burnett School?
I still continued to go to the same school, and I either walked or if I had delivered milk that morning, my father would leave me off at the school rather than go home and turn around and come back that many miles. And so I'd go down and peel potatoes and apples and things for the cafeteria and to fill time. And then I'd go up and deliver the supplies for the clerk up in the office. By that time, then the teacher would usually be there, and there'd be a few items to do for her to fill the time until time to go to school. There were not school buses or anything like that at that time, and so I would head off for home by walking. And sometimes I would skate. I used to take a little stick and walk up and get on top of the cherry there at the top of the hill, and then I'd scoot, kind of sit down on my heels and glide on down, and I had a little stick for a break, so if I go too fast, I could stop myself. This is interesting to you or not.
Do you remember who the teachers were?
No. I only remember one teacher that told me I was the dumbest person she ever saw. Her name was Miss Pratt. She said she couldn't understand how anybody could be so dumb. But I think, now I look back over it, and I think I was worn out before I ever started this school. And when I did get home from school, it was all the miles to walk, which I'm sure about at least 7 miles. I had to help take care of things at home, too, work out in the field or help get supper or do things like that. But there weren't a lot of conveniences like now. Mother had a wood stove, and we cooked with and had with kerosene, and it was my job to see that the chimneys and the lamps were cleaned every day and filled with oil. And once a week we baked the bread, and it was usually my job to make the cinnamon rolls for it. And then when I had two younger sisters born later, that was pretty much my job, too, to watch out for them. My mother worked in the fields, and the rest of us worked around. So it wasn't exactly an easy life. But
it's hard to believe you were really down if you could keep track of delivering all the mail and do all those other things.
Well, it was just the teacher was aggravated. She just didn't know that people did other things. You know, most of the class was city kids, and they had everything provided for them, whereby my father was very lucky to keep us all going. And then when he did have his crops growing, we would go on Saturday and down to public market down here at Long Beach, and it was on three sides of the park down there, and we always sold our vegetables down there, and what we had left, then we would go door to door on the way home and continue to sell. And my mother made cottage cheese and ketchup, and we churned butter the old hand way, and she sold turkeys and chickens to the hotels downtown. And I remember on Saturday when the whistle would blow and it was time at noon for us to close up shop, that my father would go over to the little grocery over there and he'd buy a piece of cheese off the wheel, and then he'd take his jackknife and he'd cut off some pieces and he'd get some crackers, and we'd have crackers and cheese before we started out on home. And the Wise Company was down in Long Beach at that time, and we had quite experience out at the hill there. There was a swamp down further on down from our place. I assume probably now thinking back, maybe half a mile or a mile from us. And the tramps would come by, and they would beg stuff for their big mulligan stew. And I remember if they got carrots, they had out on the fence post, they would mark what they had. And then the next tramp that came along, he'd ask for something different for his mulligan stew. And Mother did a lot of canning, and she dried fruits and vegetables. She'd put them up on the roof of the house and put cheesecloth over them. And I remember we used to cut the corn off by the big barrels full, and she'd lay it up there and dry it to preserve it. And we were expecting the apple man, and the folks had gone to town, probably to the market or something, and I was to be there and take care of that. And I heard some noise out front, and I thought it was the apple man. I ran around the house and came face to face with a tramp, which scared the pot out of me. So I quickly ran back and went in the house, and by the time I got in the house, he was trying the front door to see if he could get in. My brother had a cornet that was up on the shelf, and he was kind of eyeing that. It was shiny and bright. So that was one experience. It was a little unnerving. My father built both houses that we had on the hill, and I have some pictures here if you'd like to see them. And he and my mother's brother built the first house. And the house is still out there. It doesn't look the same as the house, but it has been moved from the corner of Spring and Cherry over to Juan Apparel. And it's rented as a rental for business now, and it Mother decided quite a few years ago. Of course, she's been gone now since 66, so it's been a long time ago. And to move it over there and to make it into offices rather than that, because Midway Fishing Tool wanted the property for their building that they put up. And So the first Western pest control are renting it right now, 2969 Wanapero. And but that was the original house my father and my uncle Harry, which was my mother's brother, built. And then we had a house that just at the end of Peck Street that the folks had built. And but I believe it burned or something. I don't really know what happened to it. But we had a paint company in there at one time, and I think they had a little heat around the place. So it was, I lived on Signal Hill during the time that the First World War was ended. I can remember very well climbing up in the top of the barn and yelling as loud as I could the joy of the end of the war. And
did the war have any effect on you?
No, other than we all, on the way home from school, we would collect every piece of wire or every tinfoil or anything like that that could be used for the war effort. And Mother saved all of her pits from her canning. And we cracked those and took Mother sent them to the war effort, and they used them for gas masks.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that that was one of our jobs, was to get out there and crack those pits and take those out.
What kind of pits did you have?
Oh, gee, there would be peaches or apricots or those type of...
Yeah, did you have trees?
No, Mother would always buy by the lug. And I know when I was first married and raising my family, if I didn't put up 10 lugs of fruit, I didn't have enough to supply the family for the rest of the year. Of course, it wasn't canned goods or anything like that, so you did all your own canning and tomatoes and fruits and everything to supply you.
Yeah. What did you raise on your side?
We had carrots and potatoes and tomatoes. Dad used to sell tomatoes by the big crates. They'd bring the canneries would bring the big crates out. Never rings except.
Right.
My father raised a great many of tomatoes, and the canneries came by and picked them up. And we had all kinds of vegetables, beets and carrots and you know, the common, ordinary plants that we sold the fruit or the vegetables rather from down in the market. And corn, we'd had lots of corn. And I used to sell corn on the Cherry Avenue there, and we always sold 13 for a dozen, our baker's dozen of corn. And Dad also had big cans, big milk cans, that he sold the excess milk that we didn't use, excuse me, to the, somebody came by, he'd put it out on the on Cherry Avenue there, and they'd come by and pick it up with the trucks. So there was different ways of supplying the needs. When we first moved out there on Signal Hill, this is something I just happened to think about, there were foxes and some wild animals out there. They had a den or two on the place, and it was kind of interesting. You might be interested in what we fed the cows some, about once a month, or maybe oftener, I don't remember that. We would go to the Los Alamitos and take the horse and wagon and pick up the beet pulp after that came from the beet, sugar beet. And feed those to the cows, which I guess was very good food. It sure did smell. And I remember my brother and I went after a load one time, and the wheel came off the wagon, and so bless his heart, he took the horse and came home to get some help and left me to guard the lovely older family. And, of course, it wasn't too dangerous, but yet we did have a lot of tramps and people down in the area. All of the... land across from our place there was planted in sugar beets, which is now the...
Yeah.
north, which is the airport land now. That was all Sugar Beet. And we gleaned from the bean fields all of the areas around. Here and there were planted with beans and different kinds of things like that. And after they would take the crops up, we would go and glean the fields and pick up beans, and we would go to the walnut groves, and you could glean the walnuts after they had picked them. More north, some of Bixby's land out there, they had walnut groves and orange groves and all those sort of things. But probably further than that. As a child, I wouldn't know. I do know that once a year we would go to visit my uncle and aunt, I guess they were cousins, in Orange, and we would start early in the morning with the horse and wagon, and then we'd come back in the afternoon to take care of the milking the cows and take care of them. But it took us all day to go to Orange and back with the horse and wagon. It was some place between here and there that Dad would take us, and we would all go pick up what we could help, and it would help with the food. Because even though shoes and food wasn't that expensive compared to now, money value was quite different. I know I never wore shoes unless I was going to school or to church. Otherwise, I didn't. We had one horse. We rode the horse bareback. I tried riding the horse to school, and I'd tie it up in an eucalyptus grove about two or three blocks from Burnett School, and about California, I think, in Hill. But I had to quit that because when I'd go down at noon to water the horse, the big boys thought it was fun to let it go, and it'd be in somebody's garden eating, and that wasn't too happy a situation. So that didn't work out. And of course, Dad needed to plow with part of the time, so I wouldn't have been able to load it all the time anyway. But it was, I could count every house on one hand when we moved out on Signal Hill. There were very far between the houses. We did have a little grocery that was probably a couple miles or so from us. And I do remember the first time that we bought one loaf of new rotten bread, which wasn't homemade. That was quite an experience. And I remember I was a little girl and I got my first rotten dress. That was quite an experience for me. So I had one brother and four sisters.
Can you tell their names? Were they older or younger?
My oldest sister was Mildred. And she married later, was in the wings. Well, and then my brother was Oliver Wendell Jones. And then I was the next one. And then I have a sister, Irene Alda Jones, and a sister, Mary Hill, is her name now. She lives in Claremont. Irene's in the rest home, or a guest home in Anaheim, and the others are gone. So there's just three of us left.
When your family moved out to Signal Hill, had anybody farmed that land before?
No, it was. I don't believe it was farmed. It might have been because there was a barn on it. And when we first moved out there, until they got the house built, we lived in the barn. It was a temporary situation, and so possibly that it had been farm some. I don't really know, but I do remember them saying about the having a fox den on there, and the holes from the animals, you could light a match and you could burn gas on it for temporary, but this gas came out of the holes at that time. I do remember that. So.
And do you remember any of your neighbors around here?
Well, no neighbors around.
Well, but, I mean, whatever the next place was, or who had the sugar beets, or...
There was no houses with them. They were just open fields with, but, I had a friend that I walked home occasionally with that was, Hillcrest was her last name. I don't remember her first name. And, but she was probably 3 or 4 miles from where I lived. And, there really wasn't, very much around any place.
And what was the store that you went to get your bread occasionally?
It just went to the back of my mind. It was about a couple, 3 miles up Cherry, but I know no more about it than that. I know there was a school later on, but I didn't go to the Signal Hill School. We moved down to 1471 Rose when I was ready to go into eighth grade. And that was the first year that they had junior highs in Long Beach, and I went there, I believe it was Jefferson, on Orange Avenue down there, Alameda for Orange, and that was the first, I went to 8th grade there, then I went over to Poly High, because my folks moved over on 20th Street, and they built a house over there, and then I went 4 years to Poly High. That was the last year they had 4 years in Poly High, and so, I graduated from Poly High in 28.
But and when you lived on Signal Hill, did you have other people that worked for you, or was it just the family?
No, just the family. There was no, no employees.
And you sold milk and vegetables and chickens and ducks and things to hotels?
And eggs. And
sold eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And how many cows did
you approximate? Well, it'd be kind of hard to remember after all these years. I know that Dad had Jerseys, and he had Guernseys, and he had a red cow, and I don't remember what kind that was, but he had a mixture of a dairy. There was probably 15, 20, maybe more, I really don't know, enough to... make a very good dairy milk. And I remember he used to buy the hay by the haul in by the truckload and had big stacks of hay. And I know he didn't like us kids to slide up and down on it because it mashed it down and made it hard for him. But,
where did you buy your first store dress?
I didn't buy it. My uncle aunt gave it to me as a present.
Where did you go to buy shoes?
Down in Long Beach. We did quite a little shopping at Wise Company, I remember. And there was an Army-Navy store downtown. And other than that, I really don't remember too many particular places.
Do you remember going
anyplace
besides Los Alamitos and Orange, or?
Not particularly. We went to church down at the hill in Olive, and,
Is there a Baptist church
there? Yes, Bethany Baptist Church. It's still there. And, I went to school down at the hill in Atlantic. I remember one time, I had a birthday party, and my father, we had a bottle of tea by then, and we said he'd go down and pick up the kids, but they were all more sophisticated than I was, and none of them came. And I had one friend that came, a little girl that lived down at the Pacific Coast Highway, and, well, it was State Street then, and Atlantic, and she knew that a little girl delivered milk to her house, and so she left a note in the empty milk bottle, and she said she wanted to meet me. And so she and I became friends, and as a matter of fact, she stood up with me when we were married. And Pearl McCormick. But